Hallelujah. Wonderful presence. Just let TJ rest under the presence as we bring the word to you. Joe and family, you're welcome to stay with mom, or you can go and sit down. It's up to you. You can sit over here on the floor with her while she's resting under the presence of God. Sit down. You can sit here. That's fine. Hallelujah. Amen. And all God's people agreed and said, amen. Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. A God that is with us even though you don't see him. Even though you don't see situations that come before you. God says that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Even to the end of the age. Hallelujah. That's a promise that you and I can stand on today. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm excited today. I'm excited because God's going to change my life today. God is going to transform my life today. Hallelujah. That my faith is going to rise up. That faith that is like a mustard seed that will move mountains. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. It's so beautiful. Father God, I thank you for your word. Thank you for your people this morning. Thank you, God, that we do things here, Lord, because of your faith and the faith that you've given us. Because, Lord, you are spirit. And the core of our being is spirit. And we worship you in spirit and in truth in everything that we do. Lord, I pray and I bring your word before you this morning. Lord, you said you will watch over your word to fulfill it in our lives. I pray you speak to your people this morning. Empower, oh God, ignite the word in their spirit today. Let this word sit inside of them, that nothing will take it away from them. No enemy will steal it away from them. I pray that the ground that this word is going to be on today is soft and pliable, ready to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, I come against every hardened hearts that have been a stone today, this morning. I pray that those hearts are softened up, O God, so that the word of God will go through today. Father, we understand the seasons we live in now. And I pray that your word, oh God, watch over it to fulfill it this morning. Lord, hide me from everybody. Hide me from your people this morning. And speak, God, by the power of your spirit. I pray in Jesus' name. Everybody agreed and said, amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm excited about the season we live in. I'm excited about what we are doing as a church. And I encourage you this morning to receive this word this morning because I have not stopped from coming from the place of faith. As we're going through situations, trials, and tribulations, I don't know what you're going through. But I know that the word of God tells me that it's this power when we receive the word and when we make it become our own. Hallelujah. I said this morning that nothing belongs to you until you understand it, until you own it. Until you see it, then it becomes your own. Then it becomes something that you can actually use in your walk with Christ in your life. Hallelujah. There are some keys that I'm going to bring this morning, and it's important for us. I love the keys. Jesus said, I've given you what? All authority. All the keys of the kingdom is in our hands this morning. And we must be people that learn how to use them. Hallelujah. There are some keys in life that we must agree to understand so that we can all sleep well at night. Somebody say amen to that. Hallelujah. I don't want you to lose sleep over things that you cannot fix. Go and get your cappuccino. Make your cup of tea. Put your feet up. Relax. And watch God win this battle for you. Our theme of this church has been this. Turn up for the battle. A lot of people like to say, God is going to fight this battle for me. He's going to fight this battle for me. Yeah, he's going to do it. But there's a part you play in this battlefield. That you turn up for the battle. Hallelujah. You don't stay at home or sit at home and give the work to God and say, yeah, he's going to fight this for me. Your turning up at the battlefield shows God that you have faith in him. Hallelujah. That's the principle of the word of God. And that's the principle that Jehaziel brought when he says, listen, God is going to fight this battle for us. All we have to do is just stand up at the battle. Hallelujah. So we can all sleep at night. Understand that some of the things that you cannot fix, and there's some things you can fix. When you understand these situations, you will stop worrying. You will stop stressing out. You'll have no pressure in your life. Hallelujah. Blood pressure drops. Life becomes really good again. Somebody say amen to that. I'm already receiving something from God this morning. There are things that only God can do. Somebody say amen. And there are things that only God knows. Somebody say amen to that. There are things that only God understands. Somebody say amen to that. There are things that only God can explain. Somebody say amen to that. So stop being the Holy Ghost and let him do his job. Hallelujah. Everyone wants to go change the world. God says, get out of the world so I can change the world. That's his job. Your job is not to do miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah. You cannot do anything the Holy Ghost does. All you have to do is function in those gifts that he's already given you and leave the miracles, signs, and wonders for him to do. Hallelujah. You must know your limitations. You must know that you are not responsible for some things. Somebody say amen to that. Stop being a busy bee in other people's problems. Hallelujah. Some things that you cannot do, you cannot be responsible for, dust your feet and walk away. Have your cup of tea and relax. I go to sleep well at night, I can tell you this. Why? Because God is in charge of this church. I don't have to do the miracle signs and wonders and try to change your heart. That's his job. Hallelujah. His job is to transform you. His job is to change you. Hallelujah. Through his word. You must know that there are some responsibilities that belong to you and some doesn't belong to you. So focus on your responsibilities. Leave the other stuff for God. You must also accept and know that you cannot do some things and you can also do some things. I said last week, God has the power to do miracles and God has the power not to do miracles. It's all up to him. Hallelujah. At the end of the day, you and I continue to believe in God, regardless of signs and wonders. Jesus said, you ask for a sign. He said, go and become holy and blameless before God. Study the word of God. Become strong in the word of God. In your walk, forget about following after signs and wonders. As we come face to face with the season we're living in right now, rapid changes that are happening, you're seeing it in TV and watching it happening all around you. The key to effective living now, I'm telling you this morning, is the capacity to manage and the expected and the unexpected. I love the saying we have in PNG. PNG is a what? It's a land of unexpected. Expect the unexpected when you get there. That's a principle. And it is a principle in the kingdom of God that we must expect the unexpected, but learn to manage the situations by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Don't panic. We are not people that panic. We are not timid people. We are not weak people. Hallelujah. We have a power called the Holy Spirit that lives and dwells inside of us. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans 8:11, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives and dwells where? Bodily inside of you. Hallelujah. Therefore, it says that same Spirit will give you what? Life. You don't wait till you die to have life. You have life right now. Hallelujah. Life when you have disease. Life when you need healing. Life when you need provision. Life comes when you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you. Hallelujah. Mature Christians or maturing in Christ is measured by your ability to maintain balance in the time of crisis. Hallelujah. Jesus is the greatest example of somebody that maintains balance in the middle of a crisis. He was fast asleep. Man, he must have had a good dream and got really angry with these guys when they woke him up. Can't you say we're going to drown? Jesus said, how long are you going to be with me? Hallelujah. It is not who we are in good times that test our maturity in Christ, but when crisis comes. When crisis comes. I said last week, this is part two of my message last week. What happens if the signs and wonders stop? What happens if God doesn't heal you? What happens if God doesn't bring the provision? Are you going to stop believing in God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Kevin. Everybody else is sitting there waiting for an answer. Hallelujah. It happens when things do not work out. And he's the greatest example of trials and tribulations that he's going through. How many times he's gone in? Doctors have given him all these reports that are of the world and of the medical knowledge that they have. But he says, no, I trust Jesus. Regardless of what they tell me, I stand on the word of God. I'm going to believe the word of God. The faith we have in the kingdom of God is a faith that can handle the unexpected with balance. Everybody say balance. Hallelujah. Balance your ship. Don't be one side and the ship is going to overturn and you're going to find yourself in a place where you can't save yourself. Don't panic. We don't quit. We are not people that quit easily. Hallelujah. We don't surrender to the situations. We manage our lives and manage our lives through the grace that God has already given us to be able to do it. Hallelujah. God says, I have given you what? All power and authority to overcome everything that the enemy throws at you. The greatest challenge in our life is our faith. I'm talking about faith this morning. The greatest challenge of your life today is your faith. The war is not against anything but against the mindset and the hearts of people. And you and I, God gave us a measure of faith. The Bible says he has dealt with us each a measure of faith. And the more you walk in crisis, the more your faith builds up. Hallelujah. Faith and doubt always go hand in hand together. Oh, somebody say amen to that. You must say, what, doubt? Yes. Faith and doubt, because without doubt, your faith is not going to be strong. Hallelujah. The greatest challenge in our life is our faith. And so doubt sets in and doubt helps you to build your faith. You cannot own anything until you have believed in it. You cannot claim the word of God in your life and try to go and preach the word of God when you haven't owned that word. Hallelujah. When you haven't walked in that word. When you haven't walked in that place. Bible says they overcome him with what? The word, the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Hallelujah. Each and every one of you sitting right here have a powerful testimony. All of you. You have a story to tell. But you cannot tell this story until you've overcome the situation that you came through. It doesn't become a testimony until you've been delivered from that. When you've been delivered from all that stuff, you can stand and talk about it with no problems. Hallelujah. Faith and doubt always travel together. You do not believe something until you have doubt first. Listen to the words of Peter. Peter is a man that always shoots himself first in the foot every time he opens his mouth. There's always a little bit of doubt in there. But the man stood up and preached the whole gospel when the Holy Spirit came upon him. After all that he's been saying, nothing is yours until you understand it. Truth is not truth until you understand it. The word of God is not yours until you understand it, until you've learned to apply it in your life. Hallelujah. That's why in this church, we don't just quote scriptures. We live scriptures. Hallelujah. Scripture becomes alive in our hearts. Transparency, integrity, accountability, all this stuff that we represent God well in the kingdom of God. Because there's people that have gone before us, or those have messed up the testimony of Jesus Christ. Well, in this church, not on our watch, we're going to make sure, and God is going to do it through his word to make sure that you become true representative of God, honoring him, because where does the glory reveal from? The glory of God is revealed through you, not from anything else, but through you. Hallelujah. That's why God, every time he calls people to come and serve him, he says, come and walk blameless before me, holy before me. Hallelujah. And you know the meaning of righteousness and holiness. Righteousness and holiness is not wearing a big turban, a big cross with a little thing on the neck and wearing a big robe and trying to be holy. That's not holiness. The Bible says, hear, O Israel, I, the Lord God, am what? One. That's holiness. I am one with my word. Whatever I say becomes law, becomes a precept. We follow it. That's holiness. Righteousness is you being one with your word. Holiness is you being one with your word. Hallelujah. And God is looking for people like that. They are one with their word and one with God. God gives us his promise, his word, but it does not become yours until it has been proven in your life. It becomes a what? Testimony. Hallelujah. And I can see people with great testimonies sitting in this building today. And you're watching at home as well. Your test is always proven by a doubt. Let me explain. The devil comes against you with a test to attack your belief. Your belief system is being shaken right now because of what you believe. That's a test. And Peter is one of the guys that taught us about that. You become like Peter, who was in doubt for a while, and then he says, where are we going to go? You have the words of life. When Jesus looked at all these people leaving him, he turned around to his disciples and he probably looked straight at Peter and he says, Peter is the representative of all the, Peter copied all the time from the Lord. He says, you too, are you going to follow them? Peter, I assume it's Peter because he's always the spokesman for this group of men. He says, where are we going to go? You have the words of life. They had doubt, but that doubt strengthened their faith in God. Hallelujah. If you sit here today and you said you've never had doubt, you are lying. Just stop lying. Every one of us has doubts. We have to have doubt first, and the doubt moves us into a place where we're going to believe the word of God. When God brings you into a place of crisis, why do you think God drags people into the desert? Because he wants people to rely on him and him alone, and not the ability to create things and do things. God removes all that stuff and says, now you look at me. I'm the one that you have to rely on. That's how your faith builds. What do you think he took Jesus into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights? Even if the Lord can do that, then how much more are you and me that can be put into a test like that? Hallelujah. Jesus was showing us something. And doubt comes to strengthen our belief in Jesus. Believe in his word. I didn't believe God because my father believed in God. I didn't believe God because my grandfather believed in God or my mother or my family believed in God. I had to believe God on my own. My faith had to be released to believe in God. My faith has to be tested for me to be able to believe in God. I didn't believe in God because of somebody else's faith. I had to believe God in my own faith. Hallelujah. My own self, my own faith had to be tested and trial before I believe in the God that you and I serve today. I can't stand up here and preach something that I've never lived. Hallelujah. Bible says out of the your tongue comes the issues of life. Our mouth comes the issues of life. That's why I say you cannot go around and speak things until there's issues of life that are rivers of living water that is inside of you. That when you speak, life comes from your tongue and from your mouth. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hallelujah. I have been tempted to be discouraged many times, of course. But you know, I've learned one thing in God. I was like Moses. I said, God, I don't want to do any of this unless you're in it. I didn't say it with my lips, but he saw it in my heart. Hallelujah. I don't have to confess anything like that. He saw it. He saw it in you, all of you sitting here today. You were like Joshua. You were like Moses. All of you had the same situation. I cannot do this. I cannot do this. And God says, good. The more you say you cannot do it, the more I'm going to do things for you. Hallelujah. If you think you know everything, then I'll just step aside and see you go. Go ahead and go and do it. Jesus spent beginning his ministry when he was 30. Some of you all just want to go out there and just save the world when you're not even walking Christ in Christ yet. Slow down. You're like this bulldog with drink. Slow down. Build yourself up in the things of God first. Then when you get out there and when the trials and tribulations come, you can stand because your faith has been tested and has been built. You cannot trust anybody that faith hasn't been tested. Change your friends. Be like Job. Job does become your friend. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is not lazy, shallow, timid, frightened community of people. We are people with power and authority. Hallelujah. God, the God we serve does not protect you from your problems. He proves you through your problems. Hallelujah. When you go through trials and tribulations, God doesn't save you from it. He's walking with you to prove you through it. So that when you come out of the other side, you can stand and preach about that. You can talk about those things with conviction and power, hallelujah. Because it happened to you. Because your faith stood strong throughout the trials and tribulations that you go through. Christians have these preconceived ideas that if you're not doing well right now, then something's wrong with you. Even if your heart's right with God and your prayer time is really powerful and you're serving God and you know there's no sin in your life and you're walking in righteousness and holiness and you have some problems, Christian will say, there's something wrong with you. Oh, it must be something wrong. They build this old opinion around your life because you're going through some situations. Hallelujah. We are so quick to judge people with the situations in life. We should stop doing that and look at it in God's perspective, how he sees things through. Hallelujah. It is that truth that when we have thoughts like this, when we think like that, if you are a person that thinks like that and we start thinking like blaming everything on somebody, even though his life is okay, then you might as well cancel out Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You might as well cancel out Daniel. You might as well cancel out Paul. Cancel out all these guys because they did nothing wrong, yet they face tribulations, trials, and all that hardship that comes their way. Nothing wrong. They're walking with God. Hallelujah. Perfect will of God. Still having those things coming against them. There's nothing wrong with anybody. It's God taking you through your trials and tribulations to strengthen your faith. Hallelujah. God, I said, God will never bring about any of his great works without coming through your faith. I'm talking about your faith this morning because it is the greatest thing that you have and it is the greatest thing that the enemy is coming against. As long as he can get that away from you, he's won. I've known men of God that walked away from God. I've known people that have, because God didn't do a miracle, they walk away. That's why God doesn't like you following after miracles, signs, and wonders. Because signs and wonders come and go. Jesus said something really powerful. He says, believe in God. Forget everything. You see, all these things, I've turned water into wine, and I've done all these miracles, and I've opened up blind eyes. He says, but believe in God. Don't believe in those miracles. Believe in the God of those miracles. Believe in the God of signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Faith is, it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. I'll put it this way. Faith sees through the unseen, believes the unbelievable, and receives the impossible. That's the kind of faith, that's the kind of kingdom faith that you and I have. Hallelujah. Oh, all right. Faith sees through the invisible, believes in the unbelievable, and receives the impossible. That's the kind of faith that you and I live. That's the kind of faith, the kingdom faith that we talk about today. Substance means a foundation, a firm foundation. Faith is not a leap in the dark, groping in the dark thing that people say, oh, you know, the blind leading the blind. That's what they call you and I. That's what I used to call Christians, blind leading the blind. But look at me now. I found something more powerful than the blind leading the blind. I know the truth. I know the power of the Holy Spirit. I know Christ Jesus. I have a relationship with him. Therefore, I'm not leading the blind anymore. I'm seeing things that nobody else can see. Hallelujah. That is something that you and I must always understand. Sight without vision is a dangerous thing because it has no hope. A sight with a vision, without a vision. God wants you to look through a vision, not with your sight. Because when you look at things around you, you get discouraged. Turn on the TV, discouraged already. That's why I said, stop reading Ken's post, turn off Channel 9, stop getting your news from these people. They tell you nothing but just rubbish. Go back to the Word of God, interpret the situation, what God is saying, put his lenses on so you can see what he's doing. He's doing things that you and I don't see. We get our news from Channel 9 and Channel 10, and Channel 7, and all this fake news that's happening around the world today because they want to make money from you. So stop listening to them. Don't get your messages or your story from Women's Magazine or Women's Big Weekly or go and read a horoscope about your life. Read the Bible. Horoscope is, doesn't tell you anything. It's full of horrors. Hallelujah. Remember that sight is the ability to see things as they are, and vision is the ability to see things as they could be. That's the faith that you and I operate in. Hallelujah. So, the Bible is very clear that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. You were never meant to be afraid, my friends. Fear is nothing that it should be nothing that you should have in your life. The devil uses doubt, fear, and unbelief every time. against your life. Even the schemes of the devil, let me just bring that to you and I'll anchor that with scripture. Even the schemes of the devil work for your benefit. Somebody say, amen, pastor. Hallelujah. How do you know that? I received that in Jesus' name. Even the schemes of the devil works for your benefit. How do I know that? Well, in our constitution, in the section Romans, subsection 8, article 28, or in your religious Bible, it's Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It says, all things work for my good because I am called according to God's purpose. Hallelujah. All things work for my good because I am called according to God's purpose. When you find Christ, you'll find purpose in your life. If you don't have Christ in your life right now, you are living a lie of the devil. Hallelujah. You have no life. There is no such thing as life. There's only life in Christ and the devil life. You have none of that. Hallelujah. That's why we're going to come and find life in Christ. Jesus said, I come that you may have what? Life and life abundantly. Hallelujah. So we don't have life until we find Christ. And when you find Christ, you find your purpose. That's what the Bible says. Because I am called according to God's what? Purpose. You are not born to just die. You are born to do something in God. Hallelujah. You are born to live something that God wants you to live. You are supposed to leave a legacy, whether it's in your family, your life, your husband, wife, whatever you are supposed to leave a legacy. You are made and born in His image, made in His likeness. Hallelujah. I didn't crawl out of a sea like a salamander and turn into a monkey and swing on a tree. I was created by His image, by His likeness. And His word says, I was fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. TJ, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. That is your word today. Hallelujah. Nothing. Jesus said, Romans 8:28, it says, all things work together because I am called according to what? God's purpose. God is doing something to show His glory. Hallelujah. Stand on that word this morning. When I was preparing the word, I could think of you. I was thinking of you. I was thinking, God, that's TJ's word. That's TJ's word. That's His word for this morning. And if that's for you, then it's for everybody here sitting here today. When you go through crisis, remember, God allows you to go through that to strengthen your faith. You cannot go and counsel somebody or talk to somebody when you haven't gone through the trials and tribulations. How can people listen to you? They'll say, oh, did you go through it? Have you experienced it? If you don't, shut up. I'll find somebody else. We love the word shut up in this church. Shut up your face. Shut up and listen to God. That's all we should be saying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somehow we believe that things are not the way we think they should be when we begin to wonder if something is wrong with us. I am convinced that you should not trust anyone who have not been tested. Don't trust anybody who has not been tested. Hallelujah. If TJ comes out of her battle, I will go and sit down and listen to her gladly. Not he, when she comes out. Let me just refresh that. When she comes out of a battle, I will gladly go and sit down with her and receive from her because she's passed the test. She's gone through her trials. Hallelujah. Her faith has been strengthened. I can get information from her because it's not just information anymore. It's life. That word has become life to her. I can receive it with all gladness. Hallelujah. There was an accident in the Bible where Jesus met the man who was blind from birth. Remember that story? It's found in John chapter 9. Hallelujah. You were waiting for that one, eh? All right. Let's just lock it in into the Word of God this morning. It says in John chapter 9, verse 1, it says, now as Jesus passed by, He saw a man who was blind from birth. And His disciples asked Him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Isn't that a familiar statement that people make? It's exactly what I was talking about. You go through some little problem, they say, oh, something's wrong. Did you do something yesterday? Did a cat cross your path, a black cat? What did you eat yesterday, a mouse? Ooh, that's, you should have eaten that. Verse 3 says, Jesus answered. Listen to his answer. Whoa, and this is the answer you and I should stand on. Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be what? Revealed in him. Hallelujah. He says, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, oh, hallelujah, Jesus, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. He says, this man is not blind because of any of his problems. He is about to reveal the power of God. The glory of God is about to reveal through the healing that comes from TJ this morning. The glory of God, the testimony of God's power is going to come from this young woman sitting right there. Hallelujah. And he says, it is not because of that. It's because God is about to reveal his power and his glory. But then he says something. Hallelujah. And he's talking about our hope and faith in him. He says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. He says, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Sometimes you pray. Sometimes you go through a situation that you feel like God's not around. Has anybody ever gone through this situation? Or it's just me? Or everybody, all of you are too powerful. Amen. You say, God, where are you? This is a question we ask. God, where are you? It's dark in here. I can't see anything. He says, as long as I am in the world, hallelujah, I am the light of the world. Where is he living right now? In you, hallelujah, inside of you. Romans 8:11, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives and dwells bodily inside of you. Therefore, that same spirit is going to give you life and life abundantly. You don't have to wait till you die to get life. Life comes to you right now. Hallelujah. He says, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. My friends, you are the light of the world. You are. You carry Jesus Christ, the Spirit inside of you. Therefore, you are the light of the world. Everywhere you walk, light shines. And light is not just light. Light is truth. You walk with truth every time. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm excited about the Word of God this morning. Jesus was filled with faith. He was the calmest person on earth. He slept soundly in the middle of a storm when his frightened disciples woke him up and asked him, "Do you still have faith?" Mark chapter 4, verse 40. He was telling him, if you have faith, you'll be able to move this mountain. Hallelujah. I'm talking about something that will be tested and trial when the season shifts from 2020 into 21. That's why we keep saying, shift now. Shift 2020. Shift now. Make the changes now, because by the time 2021 kicks in, we are in a different level of faith altogether. Why? Because the church age is gone and finished. The kingdom age starts. You and I are all about the kingdom of God. We are not here for denominations and this little group there and this little group there and all that stuff. You and I are kingdom-minded people. Everything that we do has to be about the kingdom of God that he preached. Hallelujah. And that is where we are. And the question is still asked today in your mind and in your life. We need to have an answer for that question. Something happens to your house, to your house bent down, or you lost a baby, or something happened. They're blaming everything because of your life. And yet you have perfect life with God. Righteous and holy before God. Serving God faithfully. Yet you're going through some problem. People make all sorts of preconceived opinions about that. Hallelujah. So when Jesus came into the village, he went to the blind man and began to address the situation. Remember the story that I'm talking about? And Jesus answered wonderfully. He said, this man is not blind because of anybody's sin. His blindness is for God's glory. Hallelujah. If you're going through some things this morning, well, here's a good prayer that we always pray. This is a prayer of this church. God, what are you teaching me today? Hallelujah. Don't panic and, oh, put on the oxygen mask and tighten your seat belts up and put on the full armor of God and bring out all the kinds of weapons ready to fight the devil. Stop. Take a deep breath. Pray, God, you're taking me through something right now. Don't get up and do your battle cry and, ah, ja, ja, ah, ta, ta, ha, ka, ta, ta, ha, ha, ha. Take a deep breath. God, what are you teaching me? What are you showing me today? Hallelujah. That's the kind of prayer we pray to God. And he will reveal everything to you. We talked about the University of Silence. Go there. Shut your door. Pray. Seek God's face. Listen to him. Pray for 1 hour. Listen for 3 hours. Hallelujah. Stop talking and hear God sometimes. Sometimes we talk too much and God says, hey, I'm trying to talk now. Can you shut up, please? I had your request. I had everything you give me. I got your shopping list. Now, quiet and let me talk. That's meditation. Hallelujah. Meditate means you study the Word of God, sit down, read the Word of God, and listen to him speak. That's meditation. Yep, you don't need any kind of stretching and all that stuff to try and bring God to speak to you. There's no push-ups, no funny twisting of your bodies. It's just meditation. You and God. Amen? Amen. That's it. Don't you go finding any other way or form of meditation. I'm going to come after you. Hallelujah. I think I'll finish here. Oh, you want me to go on? All right. The Bible says the Holy Spirit led him into the desert, wilderness to be tested and trialed for what? 40 days and 40 nights. Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 14. Jesus endured his trials as well. Tribulation. But the key thing is that when he came out, the Bible says when he came out of the desert, he says the Bible says he was filled abundantly with no measure of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. When you go through your storms, when you come out of there, you will be so different from the way you went in. Hallelujah. There's so much power. There's so much trust. God can trust you with his word. God can trust you with his ministry. Some of us will get saved. We want to go straight away and change the world and save the world. Jesus started when he was steady. Relax. Hallelujah. God's in the business of changing the world, not you. You wait till your time comes and he will send you. Everybody wants to go and preach the word. Preach the gospel. Hallelujah. I'm on fire for God now. I want to go and preach. And then when your faith is tested, you come running back. Or you walk away from God. I thought that God was going to be with me. Yes, he was with you. You're not listening to him. Hallelujah. God proves you through trials and tribulations. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me just give you a scripture that is really powerful. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11. Paul was building up a young pastor called Timothy. And he gave this advice to Timothy. He says in chapter verse 11, he says, but you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue what? Righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. And then in verse 12, he says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold onto eternal life. He didn't say go fight the devil. He didn't say pick up your sword and go down and chop his head off. Hallelujah. Go and fight the devil. He says fight the good fight of faith. You and I, our fight is to protect our faith. Make sure that the devil doesn't steal that from you. The devil doesn't use it and then take it away from you. He says, go and fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold onto eternal life. That's your priority. Leave the battlefield to God. God says, I will fight this battle for you. All you have to do is stand up, put on your full armor of God, relax, get your cup of tea, come down and watch me fight this battle for you. Your turning up is faith that he will fight this battle for you. Hallelujah. Don't just quote the scripture and say, God is going to fight this battle for us. The battle is in the Lord. The battle is in the Lord. Everyone loves to quote that scripture, but they never turn up for the battle. He says, fight the good fight of faith. Leave the devil to God to deal with. He's already a loser. Amen? Hallelujah. He knows where he's going. Just stay true to your word and your calling in Christ. Consider your salvation with what? Fear and trembling. That's your job. Walk in holiness and righteousness. That's your job. It's not for the pastor to come follow you around and make sure you're walking in righteousness. That's your job. We give you the word of God. You take it. You study it. You walk in it. Pray. Hallelujah. Put on the full armor of God. Drink a cup of tea. Relax. Sleep well at night. Let God fight the battles for you. Hallelujah. That's the principle of this church. When the devil met Job, he forgot that Job came from Living Light Gospel Church. Oh, somebody say amen to that. He thought he was going to mess around with just somebody from down the corner. He didn't know that Job came from Living Light. Oh, hallelujah. Job wasn't going to mess around anymore with anybody. And there's more Jobs in this house. Hallelujah. There are more Jobs in this house. Hallelujah. Make Job your friend today. Listen to Job. Go and talk to Job this morning. Study what he was saying. And study what his friends were saying to him as well. And study what his wife was saying to him too. Hallelujah. Make sure you become Job's friend today. And there's more Jobs in this house. The devil forget that he was dealing with Jobs. This house must be full of Jobs. Hallelujah. Therefore, the greatest threat to our faith is when unexplained tragedy happens. It is when you cannot explain what is happening and you still believe in God. Hallelujah. That's a great walk with Christ. That's a great test. And you become like Job. Even though he slay me, I will trust him. That is faith. Real faith is when there is nothing else to believe on except God. Hallelujah. Nothing else. God takes it away from you. Your ability to get Panadol and get better. All that gets taken away from you. And all you left with is God. Hallelujah. That's when you start to see the real hand of God happening in your life. Hallelujah. The devil said to God, Job only follows you because of what you gave him. He said, take all this away from him and he will just curse you. And God says, go on, take everything out of him. But he said, don't take his life. Just go and take stuff out of him. Hallelujah. And God answered, but he said something. He said to the devil, I know my servant Job. Oh, hallelujah. What a statement. Let this be a statement that God speaks to you this morning. Let it be someone that let God say that, I know my friend, Kevin. I know my friend, Mama Alice. I know my friend, TJ. I know my friend. I know my servant. Hallelujah. Can God speak to you like that this morning? Can you be somebody that God can call you a friend? Abraham became a friend of God. Why? Because of his righteousness and faith. Nothing else. Hallelujah. He did nothing. He just believed in God. And God says, I know my servant. I wonder if God can say that to us this morning. Hallelujah. Become like Job this morning. This is the kind of faith and kind of message that we continue to bring to you so that when we get into the season of 21, we know it's uncharted waters at the moment. Hallelujah. Therefore, build our faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay all on to eternal life. That's all you have to do. Nothing else. Leave God deal with all the crazy stuff and all the impossible stuff. He's a God of signs and wonders and a miracle God. He will do it for us. Hallelujah. Have faith and trust in God and just stand up when the battle is on. Hallelujah. God fights unconventional battles for us. Imagine that. When Jehaziel raised up and says, listen, God says that he will fight this battle for you, but all of you, all of us, he says, stand up at the battlefield. Hallelujah. And then Jehoshaphat said, all right, musicians in front. Imagine that. All the army that was training for months, push-ups and climbing over things and go, what? You're putting the musicians in front? Yeah. Shut up. Get to the back. We're going to fight this battle differently now. Hallelujah. Imagine this guy in a pumping iron in the gym every day. I'm going to go out and take the devil's head off right now. Oh, hallelujah. You know, oh, sakrabaka. You get in the back. Musicians in the front. Imagine that. He's like, what? I trained for 6 months. Yeah, shut up. Get to the back. Musicians in front. That's how God fights conventional, unconventional battle for us. Trust God when he does things. If he does things that you never see before, trust him. Wait. Sometimes we jump in and then he says, oh, you know better than me. All right, you go ahead and try and fix this. I'll just wait here. Hallelujah. I'm paraphrasing a lot of these, but these are principles that we must understand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want you to stand. I'm going to pray. If you're going through some things this morning, Don't leave this house until we pray for you. Hallelujah. I don't want you to come and just receive the word and walk out. Humble yourself before God and say, God, I got some stuff that I need to get rid of. I need some stuff. I need some more of your promises and your faith and your power to be able to endure stuff that's coming against me right now. Be a people like that. Always humble yourselves before God. Don't think you know everything in life. Hallelujah. I don't claim to know everything about the Word of God. I know principles that will guide me through. Everything else, I trust God to take us through as a church. Hallelujah. I don't claim to know about prophecies. I don't claim to know about some dreams. People come to me and say, oh, I had a dream. I say, oh, yeah. Sometimes it's good to say, I don't know. Don't try to take over the Holy Ghost. Let Him do the explanation of the dreams or the visions. Just sometimes say, oh, I don't know, but I'll pray. And if God reveals to me something, I'll come and talk to you. Amen? Don't try and interpret dreams and take the Holy Spirit's job. Go and wait upon God and let Him speak to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Raise your hands this morning. I'm going to pray over you. Father God, hallelujah. Father, we thank you, God, for your word today. Thank you, Lord, that we've received your word. Lord, I thank you that your people, they're here this very day, the 22nd of November, is a time that you ordained, planned, put in the timeline that was in our lives, and you brought this word to us this morning. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word. We know that every time Jesus came and walked on this earth, every part of his life was a fulfillment of prophecy. Everything he did was fulfilling prophecy, was fulfilling what you have called him to do. He lived, truly lived his purpose, died and fulfilled everything, accomplished everything that he was called to do. Father God, I thank you for your people this morning. I pray each and every one of them. Lord, you know them all by name. All the hairs on their heads numbered. Oh, you know everything, their palm prints. You know everything, oh God. You know their future. You know their past. Father God, you know us from 20 years from now, 10 years from now, 5 years from now. God, you know all things. You're the all-knowing God. Father, I bring your people this morning. We bring ourselves before your presence this morning. And I thank you, God, for your word. I pray, God, today that this word will sit inside our spirit this morning. Thank you, God, that you continue to walk with each and every man, women, and children. Open up doors that are meant for them this morning. Father, I pray that whatever that is not good for them, whatever that is not beneficial to them, Lord, those doors that are meant for them, I pray you close it all. Shut it down so that, Lord, they will follow the path that you want them to walk in. Father, I thank you, Lord. I pray that the people of this church will become like Job. People will have that spirit of Job. That no matter what we go through, Father, whether they slay us, Job said, we will continue to praise you. We will continue to worship you. We will continue to believe in you, Jesus. We will continue to believe, Lord, in everything that you are to us. Father God, I thank you. I pray those that are watching this morning, even at the house this morning, I pray, Father, that you speak to them as well. Strengthen them, O God, that whenever they walk, they will understand and remember this very word. That we know that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us, we shall condemn. Father, thank you for the heritage. Thank you for the power. Thank you for the authority that you've given us. I release, O God, this prayer over your people this morning. Father, you strengthen them, walk with them, guide them in every way they go, so that we will always lean onto you, God, and not to our own understanding, Father. We give you praise. We give you honor and glory, Father. Hallelujah. If you've never given your heart to Christ this morning, I want you to lift your hands up before God this morning. I'm going to lead you in the prayer this morning. If you're backslidden from God this morning, this is a good time to come back to Christ. This is a good time to come back before 2020 kicks in. Life is not yours. Life doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Christ. It belongs to Jesus. He's the one that gave it to us. He's the one that will take it back. That spirit that you carry, is the spirit that God is jealous over that spirit. That spirit belongs to him. The word says in Jeremiah 1:5, even before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. God himself created your spirit, knows you from the day you were born. created you and placed you to become a human being right now. And so God is jealous over that very spirit that he created, and he needs it back. Hallelujah. And I want you to say this prayer after me this morning. I want you all to close your eyes, and I want you to repeat this prayer after me as we lead those who are actually wanting to come back into God, wanting to come back into the kingdom. Father God, I come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, I'm sorry for my sin, the way that I have turned my back on you. I come to you now and I repent of all my unrighteous life. I turn away from it all now and I turn to you. Your word says that if I come to you in repentance, that you will forgive all my sin. Lord, I come now. Thank you, Jesus, for shedding your blood, for dying on the cross for me, to pay the price in full for all my sin. I receive you now as my Lord and Savior. I receive your blood to wash me and to make me clean from all sin. Jesus, from this day forward, you are my Lord. Lead me and guide me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can walk with you every day of my life. Thank you for receiving me and forgiving me. I am washed. I am clean. I am born again. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand of praise this morning. Thank you, Lord. If you're here this morning and you said this prayer, come and see me after the service. If you're watching and you've said this prayer in your lounge room, find a church near you that believes in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and go and see the pastor. Or if you're around town, come and see us. We'd love to talk to you. Your soul is important to God. The greatest miracle in life is you being born again in the Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. Shalom, shalom, peace. Nothing is missing in your life. Nothing is broken in your life. Everything is restored, made whole, well, and complete in body, soul, and spirit. In your relationship, in your marriage, in your children, in your health, in your job, in every provision that God has bestowed upon you. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. All restored. That's the word, shalom. Peace in Jesus' name. Everybody agreed on this Aaronic blessing and say, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Let's sing a song.